Morocco, week 4, Friday.
And now, episode 20 of Moon Over Morocco.
If the light serves to see, it also serves to be seen.
Kelly and Sonny heard some strange sounds coming out of Mojo's room. When they entered, they were assaulted by heavy clouds of pungent incense. And there, sitting like a yogi in the middle of the room, was Mojo. Apparently, he was practicing some kind of exotic yoga exercise, for he was projecting a picture upon the wall, but without a movie projector. It was coming from his mind. It was a picture of Jack. Apparently, Mojo Sam, the Udu man, the man of yoga and voodoo, has made contact with Jack. And now you will hear a very lovely episode, for when one steps from the visible to the invisible, he may awaken as from a dream.
It was Jack, wasn't it?
Yeah. Looked that way.
If Mojo could have held that picture, was it weak? Is that it?
I guess that to project what's going through your mind, I mean, project it onto a wall, must take a good deal of concentration as well as energy.
It was so dark. All you could really tell was Jack somewhere in between.
Well, still, it was pretty good. It's not every day that Mojo wrinkles up his forehead and projects a moving picture on the wall. It was a little out of focus, but not bad. Cigarette?
Yeah.
Reversing itself. If I can just hold the darkness. There. It's stable now. I've got something solid to walk on. For a moment there, I was afraid I'd slip right through the molecules and disappear. But I think I can hold it steady now. God, it's so dark. Do I go? There's no stars. I don't see the moon. I was hoping this land would be a little bit more cheerful. What's that? It's in these mountains. somewhere. It's just impossible to point what direction they're coming from. The bell. It's nearing. Closer. Closer. It's past. It's gone. Footsteps. Now they've passed by. I couldn't see anyone. Wait, wait. There's a light. They're coming back.
Who awakes me from my blessed sleep?
Oh, I'm Jack Flanders, but I can't see you. Your voice is familiar, though.
My voice is always familiar.
Where are you?
You see my light?
Yes.
Good. To see me, you must let go of that you hold on to.
But if I let it go, it becomes too intense.
Take this light. There. While you hold this light, you need not hold back anything. Let it go.
That sure took a lot of energy to hold everything in place.
I am the gatekeeper. You can see me now?
Yes, I can. Tell me, where are we?
We are here.
Here? Where's here?
Here is always where here is. Here.
Okay. Where do I go from here?
Oh, you go from here to here. So, you seek the Mazomuda?
I think so.
The Mazomuda cannot be found in the darkness. It is for me to guide you through these mountains down to the edge of the Great Sahara.
And from there?
From there, who knows? Only Allah. Come, I'll light the way.
What's that?
It's singing.
Yes, I know it's singing. What's that over there? A campfire?
Yes. Now I leave you.
Oh, wait, wait. Who are these people?
They are friends. Friends who will welcome you. There is a storyteller there. Let him finish his story before you speak.
Are you returning to the gate?
Yes. You must not allow your fear to be your guide. May Allah be with you.
Goodbye. And thank you. Oh, it's so cold. That campfire sure feel good.
His body shook from the cold of the desert night. For the first time, he saw the enormous desert stars above, so bright, hanging so low. As he moved, they passed like fireflies through his hair. The others watched him there. Their greased lips smiled, and their teeth glistened in the firelight, and their eyes flashed like jackals as they squatted in a circle around the fire. But as he stepped near, he could not see them. He saw only the tongues of flame that stroked the cold darkness. Then, from the deep recesses of his soul, he began to remember what had long ago been forgotten. Slowly, the veils dropped from before his eyes. He saw the others, the glistening lips, the white teeth and flashing eyes. And he awoke as from a sleep.
I am a lucky man, for I am awake at last.
It has also been written, pitch the lucky man into the Nile, and he will come up with a fish in his mouth.
What is that music?
Mm-hmm.
That tape you're playing. Where is it from?
It's a desert tribe. A Saharan tribe. They're singing about a group of men sitting around a campfire.
It's so lonely. Lonely.
The desert is big. In a moment, you're going to hear them move away from the campfire and get on their horses and... oh, there. Hear that? They're making the sound of the horses as they ride away, still singing, out into the desert night.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time Monday when you'll hear...
The music stopped. It's gone. Well... Good God, what was that? It was enormous. Must have been a hawk or something. Its wings were enormous.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.